今天呢，我们聊一聊王安石变法。
Today, let's talk about Huang Anqi's reforms.
王安石在梁启超之前一直以负面的形象出现。
Before Li and Kicho, Huang Anqi had always been portrayed in a negative light.
想跟他同时代的司马光直接说王安石是鼠唱邪术。
If I were to tell someone of the same generation as Seymour Wang that Huang Anqi was a practitioner of evil techniques from Shu,
寓意深思
cause trouble.
当时在苏轼的当时任地方官也批评王安石。
At the time when Huang Anqi was serving as a local official in Shuoxi, he also criticized him.
说呢
Well,
新法行之未及。
Don't rush.
天下稍然。
The world is quiet.
南宋呢，直接把王安石定性为奸臣之首。
The Southern Song Dynasty directly labeled Huang Anqi as a traitor and self-exiled.
要他承担北宋靖康之耻的主要责任。
Let him bear the main responsibility for the Jinking disaster of the Northern Song Dynasty.
后来的明朝。
Later, the Ming Dynasty,
清朝纷纷批评王安石。
The Qing Dynasty repeatedly criticized Huang An.
王安石的反面形象被逆转过来。
The negative image of Huang Anqi has been reversed.
是梁启超，因为梁启超写了一本《王安石传》，大力的赞美王安石。
Liang Qichao wrote a biography of Huang Anqi, praising him greatly.
并且说王安石是三代以来夏商周以来最完美的人。
And he said that Huang Anqi was the most perfect person in three generations since the Zier, Shang and Zhu dynasties.
后来据说列宁也表扬王安石。
Later, he praised both Lenin and Huang Anqi.
说王安石是11世纪的伟大的改革家。
Huang Anqi was a great reformer of the 11th century.
从此啊，王安石的正面形象就树立起来了。
From then on, Huang Anqi's positive image was established.
那么我们现在就要问了。
So now we have to ask.
北宋
Northern Song Dynasty.
南宋
Southern Song Dynasty.
还有明朝
There is also the Ming Dynasty.
清朝很多的学者
The shoes of the Qing dynasty were numerous.
为什么都纷纷批评王安石呢
Why are they all criticizing Huang Anqi?
难道他们都是愚蠢的吗
Are they all stupid?
难道他们都是错误的吗
Are they all wrong?
今天我们就一起来扒一扒这里面的道理
Let's explore the reasons behind this together today.
王安石呢推行了很多的变法
Huang Anqi implemented many reforms.
今天呢，我以青苗法为定。青苗法。
Today, I'm going to discuss the green seed law as a fixed method.
就是政府啊，在青黄不接的时候，把钱贷给农民。
The government lends money to farmers when they are in financial difficulties.
而且呢，收比较低的利息，20%。
And the interest rate is only 20%.
当时地主啊，有钱的人贷给农民。
In the past, wealthy landowners would give farmers
要收50%。
To save 50%.
甚至呢100%的利息。
Even a 100% interest rate.
这当然是一件好事。
This is definitely a good thing.
为什么后来变成一件坏事呢？
Why did it become a bad thing later?
我们就要看看这底层的逻辑。
Let's take a look at the underlying logic.
因为当时呢，信仰的人很少，面对成千上万的民众。
Because nowadays, people rarely face thousands of citizens.
他也不知道哪一家人穷哪。
He doesn't know which family is poor.
哪一家人的信誉好。
A family's reputation is good.
他要把这个钱带给他们。
He will lend them the money.
风险就非常大。
The risk is very high.
那怎么办
?What to do?
面对上面的考核。
In the face of the above assessment.
这些县衙的人
These county officials
他就采取平均摊派的方式
He adopted an average distribution method
不管你要钱的还是不要钱的
Whether you need money or not
你纷纷都要给我贷款
You all have to lend me money
年终的时候呢
At the end of the year
你必须连本带利还120
You must repay 120 with interest.
这就导致了很多不需要贷款的人也要承担这个责任。
This has led to many people who don't need to be in charge having to shoulder this responsibility.
第二呢
Second,
贷款还不起账的人
people who cannot repay their loans
要面临着巨额的处罚
they face a huge penalty.
因为过去啊，这个老百姓还不起款。
Because in the past, people haven't paid their dues.
他就会跟地主啊去商量。
He would then negotiate with the landlord.
我今年还不起。
I won't be able to pay this year.
我等明年还，或者呢，我就用粮食啊或者其他东西来抵押。
I will use grain or other things as collateral next year.
那么地主呢，大多数会同意。
How bad is it? Most people will agree.
但是面对政府，他只要钱。
But when it comes to the government, he only cares about money.
只要银子。
As long as there is money.
他其他东西他也卖不出去。
He couldn't sell the other things either.
所以他不需要。
Therefore, he doesn't need it.
那么你违约了。
So you've breached the contract.
就要直接把你的款。
Just send your payment directly.
或者呢，甚至把你这个人扎起来。
Or even just hurt you.
也就是说，违约的成本呢，比地主呢更高。
Therefore, the cost of a single ticket is higher than that of the host.
第三呢
？Third.
往往借贷的人都是没有钱的农民。
Often, the people who borrow money are poor farmers.
他往往借出去以后
He often lends it out after borrowing it.
基本上就还不了
Basically, I can't.
履约的机会比较少
There are fewer opportunities for work.
所以这就确定了当时这个贷款的利率必须高
Therefore, the interest rate of this loan must be high.
否则的话
Otherwise,
这个地主就会破产
This address will be bankrupt
是根据当时的市场的情况来决定的
It is determined based on the market conditions at the time
王安石直接打破了这种市场形成的价格机制
Find Anchi directly broke the market forming price mechanism
直接规定多少利息
What are the interest rates for these regulations?
王安石的变法实质就是用计划经济代替。
Wang Anqi's reforms were essentially a transition to a planned economy.
当时的市场经济。
The current market economy
必然会导致失败。
Will inevitably lead to failure.
当然还有很多很多的其他原因。
Of course, there are many other reasons.Okay.
今天就讲到这里。
That's all for today.
希望大家喜欢，下期更精彩。
Hope everyone has a wonderful holiday.